This is Akashvani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Union Minister of State for Panchayati Raj Kapil Mureshwar Patil yesterday said that the people of Arunachal Pradesh will soon start getting property card under Swamitva scheme. Mr. Patil said that the MOU between Survey of India and the Government of Arunachal Pradesh has been signed and the survey work has started. He said the issuance of a property card in the state will start in the next 5 to 6 months. Meanwhile, the Minister of State also informed that out of the 36,000 houses under Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in Arunachal Pradesh, 22,000 have been completed and the centre will very soon release the fund for the remaining 14,000 houses. He appealed all the panchayat members and the elected representatives to work together to achieve these goals. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to the Chief Minister of Sikkim, Prem Singh Tamang. The Prime Minister has assured all possible support for the safety and well-being of those affected in the flash flood in Sikkim. About 23 army personnel are missing from Pakyong district and one person was rescued at Bardang. All emergency services are deployed for evacuation of people to safer areas. Meanwhile, all government and private schools in Pakyong, Gangtok, Namchi and Mangan districts will remain closed till 8th of this month. The government has increased the LPG subsidy per cylinder by 100 rupees for the Ujwala Yojana beneficiaries. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said that in a major decision, Union Cabinet approved an increase in LPG subsidy, raising it from the current 200 rupees per cylinder to 300 rupees per cylinder for the beneficiaries under Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana. The Regional Meteorological Centre, Guwahati, has issued both orange and yellow alerts at 6 districts in Arunachal Pradesh. The 6 districts are Kradadi, Upper Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Shi Yomi and West Kameng districts, which will receive both thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rain at isolated places. Further, rest of the districts is in yellow zone and will receive both thunderstorms with lightning and heavy rain at isolated places accordingly. Meanwhile, Leparada and Lower Siang districts are in safe zone. At the Hangzhou Asian Games in China, with a total of 81 medals, including 18 gold, 31 silver and 32 bronze, India is currently in fourth place in the overall medal tally. This is India's best ever performance at the Asian Games. Indian athletes are having a stellar day at the Asian Games on day 11. In men's javelin throw, Neeraj Chopra bagged gold and Kishore Jena secured a silver medal. In women's 800-meter final, Harmilan Bains bagged a silver. Avinash Sable bagged a silver medal in the men's 5,000-meter final. The Nobel Prize 2023 in Chemistry was awarded to Mongi G. Bowendi, Louis E. Bruce and Alexei I. Akimov for the discovery and synthesis of quantum dots. Their discovery has significantly contributed to the technology of QLED televisions and LED lamps, where these nanoparticles are instrumental in creating vibrant colors. They will share the prize for their research. Pathumpari District Deputy Commissioner Chichung Chukhu yesterday launched the Beti Bachao, Beti Padhao campaign for Pathumpari from the DC's conference hall in UPR. Meanwhile, he has also called for data mapping of various welfare schemes meant for girl child under education, women and child development and health departments to get an overview of the scheme's implementation and its reach to the beneficiaries in the last mile. The garbage clean-up operation was conducted on Sunday at Zero Hapoli Trans-Arunachal Highway stretch under Swachhata Hi Seva Cleanliness Drive by the Zero Highway Division along with Regional Office Itanagar, Ministry of Road Transport and Highways. Minister Agriculture and Allied Tage Taki also participated along with 200 volunteers. Deputy Commissioner E. Siang Tai Tagu has officially kicked off the 21st late Odam Ering Memorial Football Tournament yesterday at Ruksin General Playground in East Siang District. The tournament was organized by Legong Bango Sports Association. The geographical indication tag has been granted to Khamti Rise, Hyak Churpi and Tangsa Textile by the GI Registry Chennai. The NABARD has extended support for the indigenous products of the state for GI registration. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.